The NC ArtsCast is made possible by a grant from the Orange County Arts Commission and distributed in partnership with the Arts Center in Carrboro. In the last episode of the NC ArtsCast, we spoke with Katie Murray of the Orange County Arts Commission about her vision for Orange County's arts identity. In this episode, we'll hear about some of the structural advantages of Orange County's arts ecosystem, as well as some areas where there might be room for improvement.
We're really lucky here in Orange County because our legislators are very supportive of the arts and what we do.
And you mean our county commission?
Well, both. State, county, everybody. Hmm. Our town boards. I mean, the vast, like, for instance, at least on a local level, last month we did a feature on our website where we polled everybody running for office and asked them three questions about their support for the arts. And I had no idea what kind of response we would get because, you know, the Arts Commission's never done anything like that before. And I'm thinking they're probably getting 8,000 interview requests every single day. So, but almost every single person running for the towns or, well, no, we didn't have anybody running for the county this time. But I think we had, you know, 13 or 14 people respond with their feelings on why, you know, the arts need to be supported and the different projects that they would like to see. So that made me feel good knowing that they were willing to take the time to do that.
And so you felt it was pretty uniform in the feeling that arts are important, we're going to invest in the arts.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. And that's been the case since I've been here, which has been awesome.
And is that different than other places that you've served?
Oh my God, it's so different. It's so different. I mean, like, I was so used, when I got here, I was so used to having to just constantly make that argument of why the arts are valuable and why they need public support. And then I got here and, like, the first couple, like, county commissioners I met with, they were like, oh, yeah, we get that. You know, we get it. We get it. Like, it's just such a relief. I mean, the arts are already a huge economic driver in Orange County. They're a major employer. And I think with a little bit more investment and collaboration, it could be like just, I think there's unlimited potential.
I know from other conversations with you that you're interested in developing an arts identity for Orange County. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of bringing together the resources that are here in such a way that the county, you know, becomes identified as an arts hub, kind of like maybe Asheville has, or, mm-hmm. you know, other areas of the state are seen as vibrant arts areas.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that in terms of, like, economic impact, I mean, we are at the top of the list across the country. I mean, especially when you're comparing us to other similar communities or other communities relative in population. You know, we have this massive economic impact, and that is without any significant infrastructure for the arts in the county. So to have that much impact, that many people involved in the arts without sufficient infrastructure.
What would the infrastructure look like?
I mean, I know what I would like to see in a perfect world.
Well, that's one of my specific questions, is your vision for kind of Orange County's arts community.
Well, first of all, I think identifying what it is that makes Orange County unique, and we're working on figuring that out right now. You know, Asheville, the only difference is, like, Asheville figured out a long time ago what it was that made it unique. And a lot of that was its geographic location. And they branded themselves and they've marketed themselves so well. So, you know, we just need to figure out what that is here. You know, what's our thing? In a perfect world, I would, you know, I think that this community could support a cultural arts center. And I use that term loosely. I mean, a center that would provide space for the visual and performing arts, but, you know, also incorporate the ecotourism industry that's, you know, growing in our community, and, you know, the makerspace movement and everything else. I mean, there's just, I think that there is a need for that in this community, and I think it would be supported, and I think it would be a tourism driver. In order for it to truly serve the entire county, I think it would need to be not necessarily located in one of the three towns.
What does that mean, locating in a rural area?
I think so, and again, that is just my opinion. But, and you know, people say, oh, well, you know, if you can't walk there, well, that's not necessarily true. There's a lot of art centers and arts attractions across this country that are located in rural communities, and they are a major tourism mm-hmm. driver, because it's not always if you build it, they will come, but if you build it the right way and, you know, you program it the right way, they will come.
But the idea would be that because it's not located in any one town, it can kind of represent all of Orange County.
Yeah, and that's so critical. I mean, every one of these towns has its own identity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you created some art center in downtown Chapel Hill, that's awesome for Chapel Hill, but Carrboro and Hillsborough are not going to think that it's for them, even if it technically is. So, and it's also an accessibility factor. It would need to be as easily accessible to people as possible. And so that means having access on the public transit line, close to the interstate. You know, I don't know.
But we're talking about infrastructure in the sense of like a physical building and,
well,
I assume like staff and that kind of thing.
That's my ideal. That's like in my perfect world. I would love to see that.
Starting, yeah.
But if that's not feasible, and it might not be, figuring out what spaces we have and how we can turn them into art spaces. You know, there is hardly any exhibit space for professional artists in this community, especially in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. There's actually more exhibit space in Hillsboro. There's no studio space, which is probably my most frequently asked question, is where can I purchase studio space? And I have to say Pittsboro. Co-working space for the arts, I mean, that's important. Workshop space, class space. And then on the performing arts side, you've got a lot of like community theater groups, community improv groups that need a standing home. You know, the Orange Community Players up here, they perform in a high school. I mean, it's a good high school auditorium, but, you know, they deserve to have a proper performing arts venue with load-in space and a sound booth. And, you know, so there are needs in this community for sure. And I think that one way or the other, we've got to provide for them.
That's really, it's a tall order.
It is. But I think it's totally doable. And it's interesting to me because right now, so many people are thinking the same thing, and there's all these different conversations happening, like, you know, with the Arts Center, and, you know, Frank is getting ready to move, and, you know, all these just, it's like everything is kind of synergistic right now, and it's leading to a lot of really interesting conversations that I think are going to be why we are able to make some headway in terms of figuring out solutions to these problems. Because I think maybe for the first time ever, the arts community is really coming together and kind of speaking with a unified voice.
So Orange County already has a wealth of active arts communities, and county commissioners who understand and appreciate the need for public arts funding. So what would it take to make Orange County an arts destination? As far as Katie's concerned, it's a matter of space.
If you were to go out and look for space, would you be looking for space in each different community? And let you know, if we can't have our perfect world answer of like a awesome
I think arts center. We've talked about doing kind of a space survey of available space in the towns, and who's willing to work with us, essentially. Because that's the other thing, you know, to be willing to let your space be used as art space isn't always favorable for a property owner, especially depending on what the art is. You know, in Hillsboro, a local potter has secured basically all the equipment that would be needed for a ceramic studio, except the place to have it in. And, you know, not everybody wants a ceramic studio in their property. I mean, it's dirty and, you know, it's just the nature of art. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think, finding those people, too, that would be willing to be flexible.
And you're talking about property owners, possibly philanthropists who would invest in these community spaces?
Maybe. You know, I'm researching what other communities have done. I don't think there's any reason to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
So I'm looking at similar communities that have figured it out and learned from their mistakes so that we can hopefully avoid it here.
A place like Wilson is a great example of a successful public and private art collaboration.
Yep.
But, you know, they also had the artwork itself.
They had Avala Simpson.
You don't always get Avala Simpson who's made these amazing, like a, you know, how many decades worth of amazing sculptures.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, the needs just differ, too. I mean, here we don't have neighborhoods full of abandoned houses, you know, that need to have occupants. I mean, it's just, it's different challenges for entirely different reasons. So it's just figuring out how to identify them and work on them.
For more information about community arts projects in Orange County, visit the Orange County Arts Commission's website at artsorange.org.